explained to y'all before, I ain't no drinking man. I tried it once and it got me highly irregular and I swore I'd never do it again. For I promised my brother-in-law that I'd go up and watch his still while he went into town to vote. He was right up on the mountain where the map said it would be. Friends, let me tell you one thing though, it wasn't no ordinary still. It stood up on that mountainside like a huge golden oak. God's yeller moon was a-shining on the cool, clear evening. God's little lanterns is a-twinkling on and off in the heavens. And like I explained to you once before, I ain't no drinking man. But the temptation got the best of me, and I took a slash. That yellow whiskey running down my throat like honeydew vine water, and I took another slash. Took another and another and another. Before you knew it, I downed one whole jug of that shit and commenced to get hot flashes. Goose pimples was running up and down my body and a feeling came over me like something I'd never experienced before. It's like I was in love. I may have a little love, might. In love for the first time. Anything that moved. Animate, inanimate, it didn't matter. It's like there's a great neon sign flashing on and off of my brain saying, Jimmy Buffett, there's a great day a coming. 'Cause I was drunk. I wasn't knee crawling, slip sliding, Reggie Youngin'. Commode hugging drunk. I was God's own drunk. A fearless man. And that's when I first saw the bear. He was a Kodiak looking fella about 19 feet tall. He rambled up over the hill expecting me to do one of two things. Flip or fly, I didn't do either one. It hung him up. He starts sniffing around my body, trying to smell fear. But he ain't gonna smell no fear, 'cause I'm God's own drunk and a fearless man. It hung him up. He looked me right in my eyes, and my eyes was a lot redder than his was. It hung him up. So I approached him, I said, Mr. Bear, I love every hair on your 27-acre body. I know you got a lot of friends over there on the other side of the hill. There's old Rare Bear, Tall Bear, Freddy Bear, Kelly Bear, Really Bear, Smell of the Bear, Smokey the Bear, Pokey the Bear. I want you to go back over there tonight and tell them I'm feeling right. You tell them I love each and every one of them like a brother and a sister. But if they give me any trouble tonight, I'm gonna run every goddamn one of them off the hill. Didn't know what to think. Neither did I, but being charitable and cautious, well, hell, I approached him again. I said, Mr. Bear, you know, in the eyes of the Lord, we're both beasts when it comes right down to it. So I want you to be my buddy. Buddy Bear. So I took old Buddy Bear by his island-sized paw and I led him over to the still. He's a-sniffing around that thing because he's smelling something good. I gave him one of them jugs of honeydew vine water. He downed it upright, looked like one of them damn bears in the circus sipping sarsaparilla in the moonlight. I gave him another and another and another. Before I knew it, he downed eight of them and commenced to do the bear dance. Two sniffs, a snore, a fly, a turn, and a grunt. It was so simple like the jitterbug, it plumb evaded me. And we worked ourselves into a tumultuous uproar, and I was awful tired. Went over to the hillside, and I laid down, went to sleep, slept for 4 hours, and dreamt me some tremulous dreams. When I woke up, oh, there was God's yeller moon a shining on the cool clear evening. God's little lanterns is a twinkling on and off in the heavens. My buddy the bear was a missing. Yeah. You wanna know something else, friends and neighbors? So was that still. That's a take.
All right, let's hear it.
Wait, could you missed it?